Hello.
Yes, hi Rosie.
Yes, hi Rosie. Pathologist.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great,
I'm
thank
doing great, thank you.
Question.
Question.
Was the appointment
Was the
with the broker
appointment
already
with the broker
scheduled?
already scheduled?
The appointment with the broker? No, I'm not sure we got that far.
Okay.
Okay. In order to get started with the psychological services, to schedule an appointment with them.
Yes, I understand.
A request.
I didn't proceed because I'm actually having a few questions on my mother's behalf as far as the process. She, she's in a basically transitional state of moving, and she don't want to move forward where she's currently staying at. So it's really hard for me to book an appointment when I'm not sure if it's going to be successful.
That makes sense. So
that makes sense. So you said that she's
moving
to another state?
Transitioning from moving from one place to another.
So when should I call you
back?
I'm not sure, but, you know, if you guys can just kind of keep up, or else I'll just reach out if the opportunity presents itself once the move-in is in process. But right now, it's really hard to move forward.
If there is someone,
I know you said appointment, I need to make an appointment, but if there's someone who can answer, who can even know if it's going to be an actual, transition and, like, us coming into the company, if there's a way that someone can, like, answer certain questions so that I can know if we can move forward, because there's no point of constantly having you guys reach out if, in the end, well, there won't be any moving forward. And I'm having a really hard time. Yeah.
If you have any questions, I can gladly answer you. Any questions you have?
Okay. I appreciate that. I'm having a hard time because my mother is saying she don't want to move forward where she's currently staying at. But this is basically temporarily, so I'm guessing because she don't think that you guys will be able to start the process here. I'm not sure how the process works, but I just feel like she doubts that we'll be able to move forward while we're in the current moving state. Basically, like she's not sure.
So to answer that, you can definitely move forward in the process even if she's moving. If she's going to be in the same state?
Yes.
Same county as well?
Yes. Philadelphia.
So it shouldn't be any problem, you know, to start. You can start either now. I mean, it's better to start early because the whole process might take about 2 months. So it's good to start as early as possible, but if you want to wait until you finish moving, then I can wait. But it shouldn't be any problem that, you know, she's moving. That shouldn't, like, get away in the process.
Okay, and another question would be, She's currently not with a primary doctor, but she is frequenting hospitals due to certain emergencies that occur. So how would she or we, because I would have been the one to care for her, being so I'm here with her, how would she be able to go about that with the process? Will she have to have a primary, or will you guys have some type of like process that's already installed, like in your program? Like I'm just trying to figure out how would this go.
So basically, the way it works, your mother has Medicaid. So the process basically is when you apply for home care services, they enroll you into an insurance that will manage your long-term plan. So it doesn't have to do anything with the primary care. I mean, that's not changing any insurance that she has. Just like that Medicaid will approve for her long-term services.
Okay, so there is no, like, certain documentation that is required for her to be approved?
Yeah, so there will be documentation. So we will need to have a PCP form signed from a doctor, which we can help you with that. We have our telehealth doctor that can reach out to you and sign it over the phone.
Okay, so you actually have doctors to actually come out to help with that process.
Yeah, so it's not a big deal. It's just they will call you to schedule an appointment and then sign the PCP over the phone. They might ask for a medication list. That's the only so along with the two assessments that she will have, the PCP form and any financial documents, statements from bank going back to 5 years. That's basically the first pass of the process.
Okay. All right. I really do appreciate this information because, honestly, it's just been stressful, seriously. And this answers a lot of questions and, well, helped me out anyway with a lot of clarity. I needed it. But I will try my best to actually relay certain information back to my mother because she's thinking it's a lot more to it than I originally went ahead and put in a referral. Thinking the opposite. I didn't think it was all of what she was implying. So appreciate it. Thank you for the information. And yes, I would like for you guys to follow up with me, if not me following up back with you guys.
Okay, perfect. So I'll follow up with you in a week and a half about. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care.